Okay, verse 29. It says, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of life, a second chance. No, it says they're worthy of death. Amen. That's what the Bible says. Not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That would be your fag hag, right? A fag hag is not a fag. They're just a person that hangs out with fags, right? So a fag hag is a woman that hangs out with dudes that are homos, which is really weird and gross. And no wonder why AIDS spreads into the heterosexuals, right? So, but it's the fag hag defined right here in Romans chapter 1. Okay? Who knew it, right? I just happened to come across it. Definition of a fag hag. Okay. All right. So look, that list right there means that people that are reprobate have all these qualities about them. We're going to watch this film tonight called Psychopath Reprobates and just watch how these people fit these categories. And I don't want to spoil the movie at all, but you'll notice there's a checklist. And Pastor preached about this already, so I'm not really revealing any secrets. But there's a checklist of psychopaths, right? And a psychopath is someone that in psychopathy, can't be fixed. There's something so wrong with them that they just have to be locked away. You know, they should be killed, but they want to study them like they're gerbils or something. I don't know.